Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
Welcome to Puddles! Andrew and I practiced that 4 times.
Oh man, I'm out of breath.
For the listeners, they just jumped onto the bed.
Yeah, we jumped onto the bed.
We are wearing green today. I just realized Andrew's got on olive green pants. I have an olive green dress on and I'm covered in an olive green blanket.
A lot of green.
We're big green people.
Welcome to Puddles. I'm Andrew Collin, joined by my co-host,
Brenna Larac.
Big news, folks. We got a Keurig.
We got a Keurig.
A Keurig. It's not an ad. We got a Keurig. It's a coffee maker. I'm sure you guys all have one at home. We did it with the Patreon money. We invested. We're tired of going to Starbucks. Dude, Starbucks, you cannot go to Starbucks without spending $25.
Well, that's not true. But Starbucks is very expensive these days.
Dude, our mics are so hairy for a fucking mango. I like to blame mango. It might be my pubes.
This is definitely, I don't even want to think about that. But this is definitely from our wool carpet. Never buying a wool carpet again, BT dubs.
Yeah, Starbucks, I just feel like if you get two little sandwiches and two coffees with anything in it, 25 bones. And if you do that 4 times a week, next thing you know, you lose your house. I mean, and everyone's addicted to coffee. I think I'm addicted to caffeine now. Now and I bought those caffeine pouches. You caught me on Amazon buying the dips. I have like a little lipper now that I put in of caffeine.
It's insane. They're like, he's dipping, but it's caffeine. And you left them in your pocket and we did a load of laundry. And now luckily it ended up in the darks, but some of our stuff came out with brown stains on them.
I'm in deep.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to lippers, you know, when you put in tobacco, I did it like one time when I was like 14 or 15. I saw Saving Private Ryan with my boys and I thought I was like cool and I wanted to like impress them by putting one in. And I went to the movie. And if you've ever seen the movie, it starts off, sorry, I burped. It starts off with like a full on, they're storming Normandy. And it's like, pow, 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 like the most insane fight scene you've ever seen. And I took the tobacco and I'm such a lightweight little bitch that I started to like feel like sick. And so it amplified the scene. And, like, I started to get panic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was, like, ridiculous.
I had a really similar experience, actually.
Of putting a lipper in?
Well, one time I went over to my friend's house. I was in high school, and this was when I was, like, experimenting with pills. And
Dude, you say that like you're a chemist. You mean when you were stealing parents' pills?
Correct. And I took six caffeine pills from my mom. I took six caffeine pills. And then I went to my friend's house and we started watching Strawberry Hill. What is it? This movie that's like Strawberry Hills Forever. Beatles? Yeah, but like that song is in it.
Okay.
And it's a trippy fucking movie. I wish I could remember it. Anyways, it's like kids frolicking through the field. And I thought I was going to die, but I couldn't tell my friend I took six caffeine pills because I wanted to feel something.
Why did you take six? You remember?
Because I wanted to feel something.
Just anything?
Just anything, yeah. And I just remember watching it and tripping, like just being so fucked up on caffeine.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to die. Like, I thought like this was it. My heart was
beating so fast.
Did
you ever take the pills again?
Never. I haven't taken a caffeine pill since.
I know, it's just one experience.
Yeah, yeah. But then I just so then I started taking my mom's Ambien.
Yeah, the opposite. To relax. You took six of those.
Yeah.
Dude, Brenna's chill as fuck. She's sleeping.
I remember I watched it. I took an Ambien and my mom would only take half. And she used to have them because she would travel back and forth to see my dad and he lived overseas, and I took a whole one. And I remember we watched that movie where Anne Hathaway goes to space. What's that one? No, that's Anne Hathaway. I forget.
Yeah,
but anyways, I blacked out, but I remember like coming to towards the end of the movie, and my mom was like, "Oh yeah, that was a good movie. What do, like you seem to like it and everything." And just I was just like, I don't remember even having this moment with her. Yeah,
she's like, "You should take a caffeine pill." Yeah, it's like funny you say that. It's one of those things where you do something one time, and you're done with it. Like I never put another lipper in until. Oh, I tried a Zyn, which is like a big thing now.
What's Zyn?
Zyn is just nicotine. And it's like this huge, it's like, it's blown up. All the kids are doing it. It's lit. It's fire. Bet. For sure. All day. And it amps you up a little bit. But I definitely have a mouth since like, I forget what it's called, but like things in my mouth. Like a toothpick mouth or like.
Oral fixation.
Yeah. Yes. And so these little caffeine packets are really doing me in because I don't, they're like the most bitch thing ever. They're not strong. It's like the, it's like taking a shot of like Heineken with no alcohol.
Yeah.
And, but I'm like, I feel cool putting one in. Like, I feel like I drive a truck.
You
I feel like,
cool?
Yeah, I feel like I, like, I don't know. I hunted a bear with my own hands when I throw one in, but really I'm just.
So when you're out
on TikTok,
when you're out, cause I know you mentioned the other night you were out somewhere and you like, we were like, I had like six lippers. Do you, do you like let people see you put them in?
No, no. Cause it's like, it's because people would probably ask for one. They're like, yo, you dip. And it's like,
But do you try to hide when it's in your mouth? Or are you like yummy and you got your like lip full? Like what's the deal?
It's just floating around in there. Yeah, of course I'm embarrassed.
Gross.
Yeah, I'm fucking embarrassed. I went to where you're talking about. I went to MGK's party. My boy Machine Gun Kelly, Kels, we call him. And I went with Gianni. We got there at 8 p.m. No one was there. Like we got there so early. Like our girl Megan Fox didn't roll around till 1 a.m. And then Post Malone showed up at 3 a.m. So I was there for a good like day and a half. So I had to fucking take down 45 lippers.
You were there for way too long.
Yeah, I had like a can and a half of lippers just to stay up to smell Post Malone's armpits. So we get there. Machine Gun Kelly says hi to Gianni. I say, what up? I dab him up. I go, happy birthday, bro. And he's like, all right, cool. And then that was pretty much the extent I've talked to. I'll tell you what, Machine Gun Kelly, he threw a hell of a party. His house is looks like a Hard Rock, like Hard Rock, like the hotel. Mm-hmm. Like you walk in, there's a Russian roulette like table in between like chairs, but it's like sunken down. Everything's like cheetah or like some kind of pink. Mm. Like there's guitars everywhere, like 45 guitars. They had like what else did they, oh like I don't know. The house used to be I think Logan Paul's house. So it's like, I don't know, it's like a dungeon kind of feel. They had video games. They had NBA Jam, which was so fun. And then they had like a whatchamacallit, like a guest house situation going on that I snuck into to take a shit. And I felt like rock and roll. Like, that's when I fucking felt. I threw in three lippers and took a shit in the guest house.
Dude, that's why you had to shit, is because you had so many caffeine lippers.
Point. Yeah, the chicken or the egg. Yeah. So, dude, I fucking took a shit in there. I didn't even flush. I was like, fuck yeah, dog.
Oh, my God.
No, I flushed, Kels. Don't hate. So I'm at this party, and I'm by far the old. Well, actually, there was like three other old people. Like, his neighbor was there who was like 75, and she was rocking out. But then, like, everyone was.
Was she cool? Like, was she like a cool 75-year-old, or was she just like anybody could.
It could have been any 75.
Anybody's grandma?
Yeah, it could have been anyone's grandma, which I thought. Yeah.
Gosh, I feel like old people in LA are so hip looking. Like all the old men always have like caps on. They basically look like you, but just, you know, 30 years older.
Yeah, 30 minutes older. 30 seconds older than you.
Just the way you dress and everything, they're so hip.
Well,
honestly,
I feel like
they dress cooler.
Where they live and how much their house costs, like the only people affording that is like generational wealth or like other like rock stars. I don't know. He floated around a party like a like someone I've never seen before, like Machine Gun Kelly. Like he would say hello to you and he would listen, but then he was ready to move on without letting you know that he was ready to move on. It was a skill that I don't think I have. Like it's, and he's so tall, so everyone can see him, and I don't know. He seemed like larger than life. He really did. And then Megan Fox came out. I don't think she said one word to anyone. She just was like looking pretty. And that was like her whole thing. Like, yeah.
One of your friends say like she's a pretty boring person?
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't tell her that I was from Port St. Lucie. I didn't give her a business card. Yeah. I apologize. I didn't say anything. I just looked awkwardly like.
Just from like the things I've seen of her in the media, I just kind of get the vibe though that she doesn't give her energy to just people.
Yeah.
Which is kind of how I am. Like, I think I can come across boring in social situations like that too, because I'm just like, I can't be bothered to talk to anybody.
For sure. And there's so much pressure on these celebrities with just one interaction that you base their whole personality around. And then you're like, that person fucking sucks. Yeah. And it's like, no, you suck. Yeah. You're so expecting
If it were me, I'd rather somebody be like, oh, she's kind of boring, than be like, this is what I think of her.
Cause yeah.
You know? So I get it.
I don't know. For sure. I'm not like saying she's the
worst. No, I mean, I said that. I'm the one who said that.
Yeah. But. But the party, yeah, I had like 3 tequila drinks. So I really partied hard.
Yeah. Is a big deal for you.
People were taking mushrooms. I don't drink.
Yeah.
I did. And then I started playing ping pong at the party. And that's when I loosened up. Like, I realized, like, if you give me ping pong.
Just give Andrew a sport. And he's like, it's my time to shine.
If I finally relaxed, because I definitely was self-conscious about being. Every person there was a TikToker, like a 20-year-old TikToker who, like, they like talk in code. I don't know what they're saying. You talk to them, they like. They seem like they're all on Xanax or some kind of pill. They're all tattooed on the face. I'm like, what do you do for...
Oh, God.
Like, I don't understand it. Like, people really go for it. And it's like, dude, you got the tattoo before the talent.
Yeah. The thing about getting a tattoo on your face, too, is, like, you have to commit to, like, being that cool for the rest of your life.
It's a lot of pressure.
I'm going to tell you right now, anybody who thinks that they're going to be cool for the rest of their life, wait until, like... your late 20s, and then you kind of realize like you're just like everybody else. You're not that special, and you're a really boring person, but you like that you're boring. You want to be boring. You don't want to have a fucking smiley face tattoo on your cheek, because that's what you have to be for the rest of your life. You're not allowed to change.
But here's the thing. They're how do I put it? Like, the party, you would think it was like a rapper, rock star, fucking people, you know, banging in the bathroom and like fucking really like being edgy and stuff. But everyone was kind of like just there to network. But they all look like they should be that. But it's all like kind of fake. It's like none of these tattoos mean anything, or like none of it's really like punk rock. It's all like fake punk rock kind of.
Yeah, it's just funny. Those are like. They're just like filters on your face, you know, like those tattoo filters on TikTok.
Yeah,
like,
that's what it is.
They live their lives on TikTok, like based off of TikTok. And you're even saying the way that they talk isn't, it's for real. It's for real. The slang and everything. It's not, you know, every generation has slang. I get it. But it's next level. They don't even talk. They don't have full sentences.
Yeah, it's weird.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Everything's just a vibe. Yeah. It's all a vibe. There's no real conversation. At least, I didn't really talk to many of them.
It's interesting because it's like what movies, when how they depicted what the future will be like because of technology, it is becoming true.
Yeah.
But it's because it's happening so slowly that people just aren't fazed by it.
Yeah, it's definitely like... Well, what's interesting too is like Machine Gun Kelly, he did come from like poor, like humble beginnings, like from Cleveland. He's from the Midwest. I feel like he's earned his like tattoos, like he's earned his stripes. And then you have these other like LA, just rich trust fund kids who parents were successful in like rock. And so it's got to be tough. It's got to be a little tough for them to try to find an identity, because no one respects them because of what I'm saying right now, because it doesn't feel authentic. So they're trying to be authentic. But the party, Post Malone showed up. He's way bigger than I thought. That's all I recognized.
Yeah, and he's a big guy.
He seemed larger than life, too. I mean, you realize it. You're like, oh, these fucking guys, these are why they're celebrities, because him and MGK were like, once he showed up, that's. Machine Gun Kelly just talked to him.
Yeah, it's their energy.
Yeah, and then they were just like bonding over just having, you know, whatever they fucking talk about.
But isn't it weird? Because it does show that your confidence and the energy you put out really is, it just totally influences how people see you.
And I was not.
Yeah. That's why people say, like, if you want to be perceived as, like, more attractive, just be confident. Fake your confidence. And it works.
I know. It's easier to be confident, though, when everyone's kissing your ass at the party.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, before you even start being confident, people are like, you're the best, dude. Mm. It's like, weird. I'm confident now. Mm. I was just like, I was just a little old Jewish man knocking down lippers, fucking with two tequila drinks, taking a shit in the guest house. I was confident. I was fucking confident. There were frogs there. I don't know why. There were a lot of frogs.
Oh my god. And then I saw a video. It wasn't even something you showed me. I think it was on your friend Gianni's story.
Yeah.
Of the party. And I was like, I fucking could have gone. Yeah. Like, it was just a club of, like, young kids. And I was like, are you for real right now? Also, why is MGK hanging out with, like, young TikTokers?
I don't even want to go there.
Because isn't that kind of a red flag?
Yes.
I just feel like I get that. It's, like, weird to me.
Yeah.
He's old.
I bet it's like his publicist sending out invitations being like, we have to include them. So then you're young and trending with the young kids.
For sure. Like, also, for sure. Like, it's not cool. Yeah.
It, like, a birthday party that big, if you're inviting people, is really more of a, like, free for all. Fuck yeah. It's not like he invited you to his birthday dinner.
Yeah. No, I just feel like it's so weird.
It's so creepy.
Yeah. It's creepy. For sure.
But yeah, it keeps him in, like, he knows that all those people are going to post it on TikTok. Probably 50 million new people, or at least people that know kind of who he is, saw him on social media because he invited them.
Yeah.
But there was no, like, other than, like, Post Malone, like, Ryan Sheckler, who's a, like, skateboarder, there was no one else of note that, like, I was like, holy shit, they're here. But, yeah, it was, Tommy Lee was there, the rocker.
Really?
Yeah, he played him in a movie. Actually,
oh, was his wife there?
Yeah, she was there. And then I saw her again last night.
Yeah, I saw her on stage. What's her name?
Brittany Ferland.
She's so nice, by the way.
Yeah, she. Oh yeah, but I saw her on stage on your birthday, and I was just like, whoa, her energy, like, that she brings to the stage is like no one else I've ever seen on stage before. She's crazy, and she, like, owns it, and I love it. Yeah.
Just talking about how his big dick ate up her pussy.
And she has this, like, huge hair, and she just whips it around on stage, and I'm just like, girl, what?
I was watching you watch her. You liked her, I felt.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her three or four times now in the last,
weirdly. And she's got these, like, big boobs, and just, like, the rest of her body's teeny tiny.
Yeah, she's nice. But, yeah, she was there, and then her friend Brittany was there, that one podcaster girl or comedian. And she's like, you're the last person I would ever think would be here. And I don't think she meant it despairing. I think I agree. I was like, I don't even know how I ended up fucking here. I don't think. Gianni goes, were you pissed off from that comment? I was like, no, there's no reason I should be here. I'm not an agent. I'm not, like, in music. Yeah, dude.
Or on TikTok.
But I'll tell you what, they had finger foods. They had fucking sliders that I probably ate 15 sliders. That was pretty cool. And then I don't know. It was all in all, it was like, I'm glad I did it because it made me realize I'm not missing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was excited to get back home. I didn't get home till 3:30 a.m. Like, that's, I've never done that with you.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, so, yeah. And then, yeah, I just remember being at the party being like, Brenna's so much hotter than all these fucking people.
Oh, you're lying.
I swear.
You're such a liar.
I swear. I said it to Gianni. I go, she's hotter than any girl here by far.
Yeah.
Okay. I really did. I said that.
Thanks. Well, that's probably because I don't have tattoos on my face and I don't, like, have black hair.
Yeah.
Like, black, dyed black hair.
I love that you're and, talking like, about, emo. Like, one girl.
Yeah. And, like, emo vibes. But emo, I'm 18, vibe. So I have, like, nothing to be emo about.
Yeah.
Except maybe that's not true.
Yeah, maybe start taking caffeine pills and Ambien and see what happens. You fucking snake my stuff all the time on my Uber Eats.
Oh, buying God, things I love, all the time. Andrew was like, how much money do you think you've stolen from me? And I go, oh, so much. Hundreds and hundreds. And he was like, wait, what?
Yeah, at first I was like, ha-ha, and I was like, wait, no, you're a thief. You're a fucking thief.
Dude, I used to have his card hooked up to my Sephora. I would like, oh my God, it was hooked up to my Sephora, my Uber. I bought like a, you know, that new suitcase bag I got.
Yeah.
I used your card. Sometimes I have to use your card because I lost my debit card and I just like have his, pick a photo of his on my phone. So I have to use it.
I don't know if I'm more concerned. I don't really know where I should be or not. It's not my money. But that doesn't. Andrew doesn't check his credit card statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, I'm 23. I'm learning how to do that.
Sorry, I trust my partner. First of all, also, I don't want to look at it because I don't want to see what I bought.
No, because
so I just live in denial because I'm like, I just spent $40 on caffeine pouches.
I really don't steal a lot.
No, you do steal.
No, I don't. I don't steal. But sometimes I just, like, need something and I don't have, I lost my.
No, this is what you do. You do something bad. I call it out and then you go, oh, don't overreact.
Andrew,
I'm like, who's Jewish?
We're
here?
Literally about to be married. This is like, it's, I know, our a money. Big deal. It's
no, this is, it's, this is what you keep money. Saying. I'm your wife. You're not my wife yet. And then if you steal from me as my wife.
Dude, your dad's going to listen to this podcast and he's going to be like, you need to get a prenup. We're setting you up with a lawyer.
Honestly, I'm like, well, can you afford it? Because I don't have any money left because I just bought 40 things of fucking lipstick. I just bought blush again. How many fucking different things can you get at Sephora? Sephora, women in Sephora, it is crack cocaine. I walk in there, everyone like goes into like Sephora zone and they're just like, what do I need? And they're always putting shit all over their face. And then there's like, I don't know, just like, it's just a weird vibe in there. It feels like a drug deal. Like these women are addicted. It is deep. Yeah. It's like, and they spend thousands of, that's where all money goes of women.
Yeah, but you know, I was proud of myself because.
Because you want to use my card a little bit?
No, because Sephora has this program that's like, it's basically tiered based off of how much money you spend every year with them.
What am I
so
at?
So if you.
I'm probably third
so
tier.
If you spend $1,000 or more a year there, you get on their VIB list. I think it's called VIB, which is like the top tier where you get like 4 sales a year, 20% discount. And then if you spend under that, then you're whatever the other level and it's like 15% off. I didn't spend enough last year. I'd been a Rouge.
You didn't. We
no,
did.
No, listen. I'd been a Rouge for the like 3 years in a row. I was getting the 20% discount and I didn't spend enough last year because the new sale came up and I only got 15% discount because I didn't spend too much last year, which adds up.
But I'm saying if you include my card, you did make it.
No, I mean, I always type in my phone number.
That's the other thing fucking Brenna does. Brenna, we'll go to Whole Foods, we'll go to Starbucks. She puts her phone number in and then I pay. So I don't get any of the points.
No, because we always are together when we get, like, it's our points, just like it's our money.
So she gets the points and the money and the food. And then I go, hey, can you make a coffee this morning? Oh, I don't, that's not my job.
Dude, I love saying that's not my job. Anytime I'm like, that's
I go,
a man's
I bought
job.
It, and then we have to play rock paper scissors, and this bitch can fucking rock paper scissors. This girl is unbelievable. She beat me best out of 3, 2 hands.
It's because I have very strong intuition. I really, I do. It's funny. People laugh at me.
No.
You can laugh at me, but it's true. And I literally have I literally have
psychic powers.
Psychic dreams. No, I do. And I had a psychic once tell me that I have like those powers. And I have psychic dreams.
Okay,
I have dreams that
last...
have told the future of like my loved ones. And I've told them. It's crazy.
What did you dream? What's coming up for us? For me?
I've been
you're
having
gonna,
a lot of
you're gonna spend
crazy...
$50 at Sephora.
No, I've actually been having really wild dreams because I'm like weaning myself off of this pill. And I like have been
what
having
pill?
Like weird hormonal dreams. And like, my hormone supplements.
Oh.
Yeah. And I like, and I, that's why I've been getting like night sweats and I've been having crazy vivid dreams. So my dreams aren't on track right now, but like my, it's crazy. Like when my sister was pregnant, I like literally knew she was pregnant. Like it's, I can't get too far into it because I'll be a lot more personal, but I've been able to like predict pregnancies in my dreams. It's really crazy. Yeah.
She's a witch.
She's a witch burner.
So yeah.
I mean, look, maybe there's some money to be made there. I think maybe we'll stumble on you maybe being a psychic. I can see you having a little tarot card.
I think I just need to start actually trusting it, because there's been so many times where I'm like, I knew that was going to happen, but I didn't say anything. Also, the other day, Andrew ordered something Uber Eats, and he goes, I have to go outside to get something. And I go, did you get da-da-da-da-da? I knew exactly what he got. He didn't mention anything about it. I just knew, like, what he got. Like, I just knew it. And it was right.
No, you said the wrong place.
No, I didn't.
You said egg slut.
Well, I thought it was, I didn't know there was two different ones. It's egg tuck. My B.
I love that there's like psychics at like Notre Dame who predicts war. And Brenna's like, I saw the future and it was eggs. I saw eggs.
You
know,
laugh all you want. Laugh all you want.
Look, they were delicious. Egg tuck. If you're ever in LA, the fucking sandwich is fire.
It's a lot. It's fine.
No, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Soft eggs. So much sauce. All right.
All right.
We'll be back.
Bye.
All right, we're back, baby. We're back with a segment. With our segment, Snooze is here. Snooze, where it's news but tired.
Because I suck at researching.
Yeah, and reading. Yeah. Trust me, I used to do news, too, on Nikki's podcast, and I could not read.
Yeah.
There's like, but there's no pressure, but.
Okay. Well, we have three stories. A local story to start off with.
Okay. Who escaped from the zoo? No, I feel like it's always
you.
Like, yeah,
you
maybe
did.
I did.
Yeah.
I should get thrown back in there. All right. What happened?
Metro is installing AI-powered cameras on its buses to issue tickets to illegally parked vehicles. After a parking violation occurs in the bus lane, it will be submitted to the LA Department of Transportation, where a person will determine whether or not a ticket should be issued. The program is expected to be tested this summer with the goal of going live by the end of the year.
Whoa.
So AI will be on the bus and they're going to give tickets?
Yeah.
Wow. So are the ticket people going to get fired? I hope so. Because they're the devil.
Well, think about like those people who are illegally parked in lanes.
I know.
You know, and then you have to merge over into one lane traffic during rush hour. Like, hopefully that helps that situation too, because that's the most infuriating thing. So I think it'll help us.
Yeah, I'm not hating on that AI. Add it to the list of AI that I don't mind. I do think like they get lumped in like the like when I park somewhere and I stay and my car's there for like 20 extra minutes and I got a fucking $80 ticket. I lump in that. I'm like, I'll lump in that AI with that fucking ticket person that I want to fucking murder. So that's not as bad. Like the bus thing is what I'm saying. Like I don't like if you're parked in a fucking bus lane, you deserve a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't mind.
Oh, did you see also they're going to put in developing a fast train to go straight directly from LA to Vegas.
Damn.
Yeah.
Was it going to go like 500 miles per hour?
I don't know. I just saw the news title. So
you sound like me.
The thing is though is like where does that end? It's like once it starts on the bus with AI, then there's going to be like a self-driving car that goes around and gives out all these tickets without the people. That will be the next thing, and then the next thing is then there'll be like an AI that picks your car up and throws it into a river, and then an AI that stabs you in the throat, and then an AI that makes love
vigilantes
to your wife.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
What?
You would love that.
What other AI don't you mind?
Yeah.
The one that cooks me fucking pancakes and makes coffee and doesn't steal my card.
A Keurig? Is that AI?
Kirk.
Keep dreaming, buddy.
Huh?
Keep dreaming.
Yeah, you save up enough, maybe you'll meet an AI like that one day. What if I had an AI in the house that
you're the one who proposed to me, first of all. You like it.
I do love it.
Yeah,
you it's like fun.
He loves to complain about it, but he loves it.
I love a thief. I love a little thief.
Someone to take care of.
Yeah, exactly. He is a natural caretaker, guys. That's Andrew.
Until I get AI, that's going to fucking feed me soup. It's going to be great. Have a little AI in our tiny home. We're going to have to get a little AI. It can't be.
Wait, how big is it going to be?
Like 3 feet.
Bigger than Mangy.
Just bigger than Mangy. It's going to have to walk Mangy too.
In the stroller.
It's going to get one of
Dude,
those.
Dude, it'll be like one of those delivery robots. Like,
just put him in.
Honestly, I want a little AI. We'll teach him. He won't touch the knives. He's not going near the knives.
Dude, did you ever watch Smart House or Smart Home, the movie?
No.
Oh, my God. Melanie knows what I'm talking about. I feel like it was more like, well, I'm 5 years older than her, but more like our time.
We're the same.
Yeah, we're the same.
Yeah, we're all the same.
I'm basically Gen Z. No, but it's like this smart home that is so convenient. It's basically what you're talking about. But then the AI is like a woman and like falls in love with the man, right? Of the house. Like, and then, like tries to kill the family. I don't know. Anyways, that's it.
Damn.
Yeah.
There was also a Twilight Zone episode, I think, that it's based on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a Black Mirror, about 40 episodes on that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Black Mirror AI stuff.
Bring it on. You know?
I'm scared.
I'm not. I mean, can't get any worse.
Okay. We have sports news next.
What do we got?
Happy NFL draft day, everybody.
Oh, is that today?
That's today.
Damn.
You're not a football guy?
I'm a huge football guy. What are you talking about? I caffeine in my lips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. Okay. So, the Heisman Trust announced that Reggie Bush is getting his forfeited 2005 Heisman Trophy back. The former USC football star gave up his Heisman following an NCAA investigation that found he received what were impermissible benefits during his time with the Trojans. Now that compensation of college athletes is an accepted practice and appears here to stay, the Heisman Trust decided it was time to move past the conflict and welcome back Reggie Bush to the Heisman Trophy. I mean, family. What do you think, and what's your favorite NFL player story?
Wait, isn't Reggie Bush the sex tape guy with Kim?
No, he dated Kim after that. The guy from the sex tape was Ray J.
Oh.
Not Red J.
Who's Reggie Bush?
Reggie Bush is he was the running back for USC. He's a hot man. He played for the Saints. What? He was like one of the best college players ever. Very handsome.
I'm going to Google him. I want to know what he looks like.
I've seen him in person before.
Who else did you say very was good looking man. Very good looking man?
Oh, my God. Joe Burrow was at MGK's party.
Really? He's single now, apparently.
Oh, yeah. He is.
That makes sense why he would be there.
Reggie Bush.
He is.
I should have given you my business cards.
Dude, he is the most handsome man I've ever seen in my life.
Really? Let me look him up.
I remember I was looking over at him at the party. And
no. He's too Scandinavian looking.
Joe Burrow?
I don't like a Scandinavian looking guy.
I'm going to marry him.
Ugh.
He's so big, though, too. He's like 6'4".
Yeah.
With chiseled jaw.
He's a handsome guy, but I think he kind of looks like a cartoon character a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. He didn't really seem like real life.
He looks like he could be from Big Mouth.
He's like his own AI kind of thing. I remember looking over at the party and I go, man, that guy looks like Joe Burrow. And then I remembered I'm at a celebrity party. I'm like, that is fucking Joe Burrow. And then I like stared at him probably awkwardly and he left the party probably after that.
How old is he?
Probably 24.
27.
27. He was with his high school sweetheart. And I think.
That's sweet.
Yeah, but I don't think.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Anyhow.
They hardly ever make it.
What was the quote? Oh. Yeah, so Reggie Bush, he took some money like back in the day. And now everyone's getting paid. Now there's a thing called NIL where college athletes can get sponsored.
Oh, yeah, which they should have been all along. They were basically stealing from those guys.
Yeah, because they're making millions upon millions of dollars. Coaches are getting paid $10 million a year and the players are getting nothing.
Yeah.
But people would argue, too, that they're getting an education and a stipend each month. And that for every, like, star, there's, like, if you start paying, like once you start paying one guy, then you got to pay them all. And then some guys just don't really earn any money for the school. And then there's a lot of schools that don't really make a lot of money. So then once you start paying, people are going to have advantage over like bigger programs are going to have even bigger and bigger advantage. And then also kids keep transferring every year to a new school if they're not starting. So that's like a whole other thing. Like college sports, college football, it's not
well organized.
Yeah, I'm kind of old school in the sense of, like, I kind of liked how it was before, but I wish the kids just got more money from the school each month. Like, give them $4,000 a month, every kid, so they can live and not have to, like, figure out. But, you know, once you give them that, then they want to, whatever. I don't know. So, anyhow, I'm happy he gets the fucking trophy back, because what he did wasn't even that bad. And they were, like, using him as an example. That's the other thing. They always, like, they're like, can you believe this kid took money? It's like, motherfucker, you're making millions of dollars. Like, and then they act like they're better than. That's what annoys me about this shit. Mm. So I'm glad he got the trophy back.
Kind of reminds me of how, like, marijuana is legal in so many states now, and how many people are incarcerated for a marijuana crime.
Yeah. It's like, insane.
It's absolutely. It's
someone's dad is in jail absurd. For like 20 years.
Yeah.
For weed.
Yeah.
And there's a fucking there. Every corner in LA is a fucking weed
on
store.
On the sidewalk, people are lighting up joints.
You used to have to like find some weirdo and buy weed outside like a fucking movie theater.
Like not and risk too long your life. Ago
yeah.
either.
Yeah. 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 Nice. Anyhow, what's next?
All right. Lastly, our celebrity news story. People have been posting photos of places that represent memories from childhood or haunted times in their lives, mm-hmm. captioned with the line, "You wouldn't last an hour in the asylum where they raised me," from the new track, "Who's Afraid of Little Old Me," from Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department. The latest person to give into the trend is Monica Lewinsky, after she tweeted the line from the new track with a picture of the White House, the real one, not the one in Cadillac. other people, like the Jersey Shore crew, posted the same meme template with a picture of the Shore House, but nobody's getting as much attention as Monica Lewinsky. Do you think you could top her tweet?
Yes. I definitely can.
Do we get into that? Probably not.
Probably not, no. But...
something yeah.
I mean here's the thing. Monica, her trauma is everybody knows what it is, so maybe I couldn't in that sense, but what she did, she chose as an adult to make that decision, right?
Adultish.
Yeah. I don't really know. Maybe I'm talking out of my ass right now, but
No. That she was definitely an adult.
She was of age, but it's more so like the power.
Yeah, the power like, dynamic. That's power true. Dynamic. That's true. I mean, that's a hard one to top. But
and the fact that he was married.
I mean, it's insane to fucking have a top off of who got.
How old was she when that all happened?
I'll look it up. I think like 21.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, like way too young. I mean, and this was before social media, but like, so it's all over the news or whatever. Like, whatever.
It was the only story for years. It is crazy to think, like, if that happened now, it'd be in the news for like 3 weeks. Yeah, she has a
Scarlet letter A branded on her name forever.
It is kind of cool that she's gotten to the point. She's funny online, and she's like leans into. She can find humor in it now. It is interesting how time can do that.
Yeah,
how you can just be like. You can't even bring up the story at all. Like, she probably couldn't talk about it and then eventually you just go, I'm gonna laugh about this, and I'm just gonna fucking be like, yeah, I blew the president, so what? And she would,
I love that for her.
Yeah. Yeah,
I honestly would be like, hell yeah,
hell yeah, I blew the president. And by the way, I'm not the only one that blew him.
Yeah.
That guy played a mean saxophone. He was getting blown a lot.
What about you? Do you think that you could top her tweet?
No, but I think I could definitely show some pictures of some places where things happened that made me very sad. And if it was on the news.
Yeah, that's
but
the
I
thing.
Laugh about it now, kind of.
Yeah, I think that what sets her apart is just how much publicity I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is interesting to like, I am like, it's cool that she leans into it, but then it's also like, does she want to, she almost kind of keeps bringing it up herself, which she could definitely earn some kind of money off of if she puts out another book or she gets bigger on social media, because now people are talking about it again.
Think about how many news outlets and things like that profited off of her. She should do the fucking same thing.
For sure. Agreed. Yeah. It's just interesting though, to like her, she's, by doing this, she knows the story is going to be, again, talked about a lot. So it's like, I don't know. For me, I would be like, all right, let's enough.
Yeah, got it, got it.
But you're right. Yeah, might as well use the system. Okay. Yeah, that's good stories, Mel. Yeah.
Thanks. I liked this week's stories.
Yeah, and it's yeah, Bill Clinton. It is weird, man. Fucking, he was on Epstein's island a ton, like, and he was on the plane.
Yeah, he's a creep. Look at his face. Such a creep.
Yeah.
I saw him. He kind of looks like too. Joe Burrow a little bit. like that's what Joe Burrow's gonna look like when he gets older.
He will look like that, actually. Yeah.
Just a white man. Yeah. Blonde hair, blue eye, white man.
Yeah.
They all kind of look like that when they get older.
Burrow definitely had like a coolness factor to him at the party.
Is it because he's a multimillionaire?
Multimillionaire, 6'4", 230 pounds. Yeah. He's wearing sunglasses at night. He is like known for these sunglasses.
I feel like people in those scenarios who are wearing sunglasses at night are on some type of drug. What that means.
You just can't have a conversation. I wouldn't have no idea how to start a conversation with Joe Burrow. It'd have to be like, oh, football team looks good. Like, you can't just go up and be like, yo, dude, what did you do today?
No,
that's how you should do it.
Yeah, that is exactly. Treat them like you don't know who they are.
It's like, so hard, though, with someone like that.
Yeah, I guess you could always just go up and, like, just pound them.
Yeah, I could have gave a pounding.
That's what I would do.
But, you know, the other thing, too, what's hard as a short man who's dipping and this shit in the guest room. You look up to him and you don't.
It's the worst.
It's like when I met Heath Ledger, I couldn't hear. It's like when you, I mean, I feel for you women, like even if you talk to me, sometimes it's probably hard to like. Yeah. No, I'm pretty much eye level.
That way.
I know it's hard for y'all when I'm standing on stilts.
But when we went to that party, that birthday party we went to, the birthday girl she's already tall. She's like 5'10". And then she was wearing heels that made her over 6 foot. And I was like, please don't stand next to me. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I get kind of like creeped out by super tall people.
And then if he's talking low, I can't hear him. So then I have to go to Joe Burrow. I'm like, what, Joe? Say it again. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this conversation. Maybe after a few more, like, I was going to try to play him. At one point, he was standing next to the NBA Jam watching ping pong. I was like, this is my moment. I'd be like, yo, you want to jam it? Like, I was so close.
You should have done it.
It's one of those other things, too, where you want a photo with them, maybe. Like, you know, I'm somewhat of a celebrity where it's like a cool photo with MGK.
No, don't ask for a photo.
I know, but the people that ask for a photo put it on and they do get clout from it, which does help them. It's like Monica Lewinsky bringing up this story again. It's like it would have if I don't know, there's a certain level of celebrity where you're like, I could take a photo with this person, like I deserve it.
Do you want clout or do you want like to like get to know the person and then you get later on down the road clout, which is more clout?
Yes, there is a time if you ask for a photo too early, you go in too early.
Then it's like sleeping with somebody on the first date. Yeah. You know, you got to give it some time.
Yeah, I got to fuck MGK before I get a photo with him. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. It's like you could go in too early and you come off like a loser. But if your celebrity is big, depending on how big the celebrity is, because if you're bigger, then you get the photo right away. There's not even a question that you don't deserve the photo.
Yeah.
You're so hot.
Yeah.
Like Post Malone isn't going, I don't know if I should get a photo with MGK yet at his birthday. It's like, where's the photographer? Let's get this going now. We don't even have to talk.
You come
1 minute.
With just like a private photographer. Just
that is my guy.
Yeah.
Someone did ask for a photo with Joe Burrow. And at first he said no. And then someone had to describe to the person that he was an actor.
That's so embarrassing. Yeah. That's like, do you know who my father is?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
But that actor will have that photo and will look cooler to his Instagram, which will then maybe help him down the road. Like, it does help, which is annoying. I should have got a photo with Post Malone is what I'm saying.
You got a photo of Post Malone?
I did. Oh, shit. Shh.
Sorry.
I don't know if you're allowed to take photos at parties of people. No, I'm kidding. But no, you shouldn't take them when they don't know you're taking them. But I definitely.
Nobody, the photo he sent me, I was like, is Andrew hiding in a bush? Like, what? That is the.
It's when he was done taking his shit.
Dude, it was when I was on the shitter through the window. From the guest
house all the way out to the street.
Dude, there is something to know about fucking just like, you know, always do that. Which is so obvious when you go, this is what I do. I go, I'm by myself. It's 3:30 a.m. I'm like, and it's always this face, like, because you want to make sure you get it. You just go like this. You go, and then you go, and then you walk away, and then you go, I got it. I got it. Like, I fucking got it. I got post.
Dude, I'll always just do the, like, panorama, taking a video of the room. More just like, oh, going like and then you can just screenshot that.
Oh, that's
so smart.
Yeah,
it's like, no, I was getting everything.
Yeah.
That's smart. The old video screenshot. Yeah, you must have saw that in the future.
Your future.
All right, what do we got? We got some crazy questions,
some weird questions I found on the internet.
Oh, from the internet.
Yeah, no, I didn't make them up.
Okay.
But I thought, let's get some weird things. Okay. Just weird things.
Yeah.
What would you do if you found a dead body in a hotel room?
Fuck it. I've been waiting for that question my whole life. Fuck it. Probably go down on a little bit. No. I would, is it in your room?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hotel room, but I assume it's yours, because why else would you be in a hotel room?
Ugh, that's so annoying, all the paperwork everything. I'd probably call down and be like, can I get toothpaste, and can someone take this body out, but don't make a big deal of it, because I don't want to.
I would just call the police and then also leave that hotel.
Yeah, but then you're going to be questioned. It's so annoying. This is why so many people.
You would just leave? I feel like that's more suspicious, because when they do find the body, they're going to be like, who's that fucking person?
It's so annoying when someone dies in your room. Yeah, I would call. I would call 911 and be like,
after you fuck it.
Daring. Yeah. God. You know how annoying that would be?
Yeah. All right. Next question.
All right. If there's an ambulance on its way to save someone and it knocks someone down, would it stop to help them?
Yes. It has to.
Oh, is that like an actual question? Like, you know the answer?
No, I don't know the answer.
Was the ambulance with someone else?
Is an answer.
Was someone else in the ambulance?
They were on their way to go help someone,
and then they hit someone else.
They just you load them up, you throw them in the bag, and then you go get your other guy. It's a double DoorDash order.
Carpool. You would think this is the problem with like all the red tape there is in America and shit, where. I'm sure there's a thing like, actually, no, you have to go get the other one before you could pick them up.
Yeah. And also insurance.
Yeah. Insurance involved.
Because the hospital can't be like, oh, it's on the house. Sorry, we hit you.
It would be funny, too. They run over the one guy, right? And really fuck him up. But the other one only,
They stop and then they call in another ambulance unit to go to the other station or the other person.
Yeah, I'm just thinking it's funny if they, like, don't pick up the person that they destroyed because the other person is, like, having a fever.
Like, dying more, yeah.
Not, like, it's not even that bad. It's like, I feel like I had too much garlic. It's like, we ran over. Okay, what's next?
How many pennies do you think would fit into this tiny home?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
It's like a number that you can't even imagine.
I'd
have to see like what a million pennies looks like.
Yeah, what does a million pennies look like?
Can I get a reference picture up?
Yeah, get a reference. I would say our place is 350 square feet.
How many pennies fit into 1 square foot?
I don't know, but then you got to imagine, then you got to times it by 15 because of how high our roof is.
Oh, how many pennies fit into 256?
What?
1 U.S. cent is 0.775 inches in diameter.
So
16 of them end to end would be exactly 1 foot long. So 256.
Is what? 1 square foot?
Pennies is going to be 1 square foot.
This is amazing.
So
89,600, then times what, 15?
89,600 times 15.
How many pennies is this?
1,344,000.
Oh. What's how many is this?
It says a million. But there's also quarters in there, so. Oh. But just,
dude,
know.
Then it would be like.
Yeah, like.
20 million.
20 million.
So like $20 worth of
What a stupid coin.
Yeah.
God, it just shows how much inflation has fucking ruined us. Where you need, like, imagine if, like, we just, like, lived off pennies and you had to fucking, like, had no credit card, nothing. Just every day you had to fucking just scoop up a fucking thing of pennies.
Yeah. And it, oh, next God. Question.
Do fish get thirsty?
No. Hmm. They never have the chance to get thirsty.
I mean, they don't drink water, so no.
Okay.
Oh. Slay. Scientist.
If man was developed from monkey, why do we still have monkeys?
Oh, because it like split off. I forget exactly, but there was like some kind of moment when it went.
Person just fucked one monkey. The other monkeys continue.
Yeah,
the monkey.
Like,
listen, not everybody like, makes it on the boat.
No, there was like a. What, you think this is a Noah's Ark situation? This is when I find out Brenna really believes in that.
I'm a creationist.
There's monkeys because two monkeys came on and two humans. And that's how it happened. Yeah, no, there was like a split, like I forget Neanderthal or whatever, where.
Yeah, there's they, like everybody's they, like a different type of monkey.
No.
No, like
saying
no.
That sitting like.
It no, all but, came from Homo, like.
Homo sapiens?
No, we're Homo sapiens. No homo. But, no diddy.
No, but no diddy. You know how, like, when you take DNA tests, everybody has, like, a different type of, like.
We have a little Neanderthal in us. A lot, everyone has, like, a different amount.
Oh, it's a different amount? I thought there were different types of, like, categories. Aren't there?
I think it's, like, the different stages of evolution, maybe.
Yeah.
So, I wonder.
No, like, I'm telling you, I literally just listened to a book called Sapiens that talks all about this.
Oh, wait, so give us a mini lesson.
That's literally what the lesson was. I don't retain anything.
So some people just, like, developed more?
I'm telling you, there was another strain, like, and then depending on evolution, depending on where they lived, they had to, mm-hmm. like, new things, like, whether it was standing up straight or learning fire or whatever, and then they just kept evolving. And then eventually speech.
Yeah, and that's
communication.
Why, like, skin color, like, people are darker where yeah. there's, like, more sun exposure and
yeah.
everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when the continents split, that's how some of them
And some split. Monkeys didn't develop because they didn't evolve.
They didn't need to.
And so, yeah, they didn't need to, and then they just stayed monkeys.
Like, maybe there's, like, superior monkeys, like the smaller ones.
There are smarter monkeys.
Yeah, like, they just didn't need to do that. They moved their habitat themselves. Like, they just went to the rainforest or
it's
something.
It's just like dogs came from wolves.
Right.
And apparently wolves were once in the water.
What?
Wolves were dolphins, or, like, sea animals at one point.
What kind?
I don't know, but
sea,
we...
Sea lions?
Yes. Sea wolves.
Sea wolves.
Which was related to the seahorse. No, the seahorse just happens to have the same face as a horse, which is wild. Also, the swordfish blows my mind.
I never put that together.
Wait, what?
What?
That,
A seahorse has a face that looks like a horse?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's sit this one out. This is people, whatever the last 5
Listen,
minutes
like
was.
Like I said, not everybody makes it onto the boat.
We have a creationist. We have someone that doesn't understand why a seahorse is called a seahorse.
And somebody
we have
who
someone
read a
that,
book that
part of a
most
book.
Most of the that they most of what they know about the book is that they read it.
And I didn't read it. It was audio number 1 and I didn't finish it and I think I stopped before we turned into humans.
Oh my gosh, okay.
All right, we got 2 more. What hair color do they list on your driver's license if you're bald?
Ugly. I fucked it. I'm just kidding. My brother,
bald.
My older brother listened
they,
to this.
Did
He's
they
very
write
handsome.
Bald? Or no. Maybe they put your eyebrow color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably brown. Yeah, whatever your eyebrows are.
Or are they pubes?
Yep, because that's what they do at DMV. They look down your pants and hand you the paper.
But you're bald.
Hey, down the carpet there. Does not match the drapes.
No, it don't. If I ever go full bald, I'm definitely shaving my pubes bald just so they match up.
I hope you go bald then, because boy, is it a bush.
Yeah, I got a good head of hair.
We got to get Reggie in here.
Like from Kim Kardashian's video. No, that was Ray J. Reggie. Ray J.
I'm going to call it Reggie from here on out.
Reggie's bush.
It's not Andrew's bush. It's
not
Reggie's
Andrew's
bush.
Anymore.
You just graduated from Timothy to Reggie.
I do have a bush
right
now. I got trimmed
this bush. Dude, and one gray hair in it. Just one.
That's my penis. That's my Reggie penis. All right, what's next?
All right, last question.
What is happening? We're falling apart. You know what it is? Science really fucks us up. When we start talking science, none of us know anything, and then we just go, okay, why are we even having opinions? Because we know nothing. Oh, we're dumb.
Last one. Okay. Whew. Which individual...
One of us should read. One of us needs to read.
Just let her read. Let her have her moment.
Yeah, let me read.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If I can stop laughing. Which individual, corporation, country, or organization would you bankrupt if you had the chance?
Ooh. I'm trying to think of what corporations I know of.
SeaWorld.
Yeah, that's a good one. SeaWorld. SeaWorld. Down in the drain. Bye, bitch.
Before we bankrupt them though, and drain it, we'll move the ocean.
Yes,
back,
we have to move
back.
The fins back, or the things with fins. Okay, SeaWorld's such a good one in my opinion.
I love that, like, we don't like pick like Yemen or something, like somewhere where they're like torturing people,
Yemen
murdering
is.
People.
Yemen.
Yemen. Yemen. I think they sang "You Let the Dogs Out."
Dude, I called Taylor Swift's new song "Alchemy," and Andrew was like,
"Alchemy."
I said,
"Which is alchemy," and she goes, "Oh, I love that new song, Alchemy."
She even says the word in the lyric.
The alchemy.
Al Bundy. Al Bundy. Which you guys don't even know who Al Bundy is. No, I'm saying probably Yemen. Yeah, man.
Does Yemen do?
I'm trying to think what corporation I hate the most.
There's a famine there. And has been for many
I despise
years.
What's my any corporation that doesn't have.
What about Big Pharma?
No, I need my
but
drugs.
No, just like how they're corrupted, you know.
The Sackler family. Bankrupt
yeah.
The Sackler family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which they kinda did, kinda.
Yeah.
I just feel like any corporation where you have a problem and you go to find help and they don't have any person you can speak to and you can't get something accomplished because you can't talk to them, they should be
Uber
burned
Eats.
To the ground.
Sephora.
I feel like Uber Eats helps though, no?
No, I one time I was so mad at Uber Eats I canceled my membership. Well, I canceled your membership.
Did you have like the special bonus pay?
Oh,
one?
Sorry.
What are you fish hooking me?
No, you have an eyelash.
In through my nose.
Speaking of skincare tips.
Oh yeah, skincare tip of the day. Oh, this is for people who are acne prone. This is most of acne is really just like internal. So something that is can really help you decrease the inflammation is just being very aware of like what your sugar intake is and how sugar is hides in like in our diet. So people think that they're eating healthy and they're starting their day off with a Starbucks coffee and that has sugar in there. They have sugar in their creamers or the syrups, your acai bowls packed with sugar, granola bars packed with sugar, energy drinks, fruit juices that are advertised as healthy. All of that's really bad for you, actually. It's just spiking your cortisol levels, which is just like your stress hormones. It triggers your acne. It's actually just really bad for you. So even if you think you're eating healthy and because somebody's telling you it's healthy, it doesn't mean that that's the truth. So take a better look at what you're putting into your body every day. I'm not saying never eat it, but be mindful of it. And yeah, that's that.
Yeah, I feel like I put on like 15 pounds eating acai bowls.
Dude, acai bowls are a lie. You might as well just go get a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah, big pharma and big acai.
Yeah.
All right. You have a great week now.
Bye-bye, guys.
Scaring.
Come to the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even say on Patreon.
Cuddles. Cuddles. Everybody now cuddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.